Hello, welcome to this podcast. I'm Cameron Lindsay. Today we will be interviewing people who experienced the Great Depression. First, we have Michael Skarn, who worked in the Ford plants before it got shut down. And along him, we have Nolan Gilcoyne, who was a prison guard after the economy crashed. Hello, Michael and Nolan. How are you guys?
I'm pretty good. How are you, South Cam?
I'm good. How are you, Michael?
Doing just fantastic, Cam.
That's great. Okay, so Michael, how was your life in the Ford plants?
We worked hard in the Ford plant. The demand was high. The army was a terrific invention. I had enough money for a house and other luxuries, but then the plant got shut down. I was out of a job, and there was no other place hiring. The price of the army was up after because not the memory made anymore. I couldn't get my money out of the bank because the bank didn't have any.
That must have been hard. What did you do after you couldn't get a job?
I went homeless for a while until my cousin gave me a job at the convenience store. I only got paid $5 a week, but I needed any money I could get.
Only $5? Wow. How long did you work at the convenience store?
I still do, but my cousin retired, and I am now the owner of the store and get paid a lot more.
That's good. Okay, Nolan, now I have a few questions for you. What job did you have when the Great Depression occurred?
I was a stockbroker when the economy went down. Then it all happened. It all went downhill. Hundreds of people laid off. It was the only time ever that this Wall Street closed for a week.
That's awful. Was it bad seeing people have absolutely no money?
It was terrible.
I'm glad I didn't need to experience that.
Cam, I got a joke for you. Maybe lighten the mood.
Okay, Nolan.
What did the dog say during the Great Depression?
I don't know what.
These are rough times.
Ha ha ha. Man, Nolan, that was a real knee slapper.
After I was laid off, I was on an extreme job hunt. I asked everywhere. There were hundreds of people in front of stores looking for jobs. Nobody could support their families. I want to be a banker, but I lost interest. So I finally found a job that I could do it all again as a prison guard.
Okay, so we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the podcast. Michael, did you have kids?
I had one kid. It was a girl. Her name was Holly. She wrote letters to the First Lady for help and guidance. All of her friends did this too.
Do you think the bankers had something to do with the start of the Depression?
I believe that the banks were the cause. When people wanted to withdraw their money, they did not have it. The credit system was faulty, and there was agricultural problems like farmers buying machines for their farms and not being able to afford them, so they go into debt. Also, new farm equipment was being made. For example, a lot of farmers were buying tractors and they didn't have money to buy them.
What steps did the president or government take to help this problem?
People ran relief programs, but it didn't really work. New York relief program raised from $9 million to $58 million, but that amount of money seems like a lot. But it was less than 1 month's lost wage for 800,000 people. Hoover doubled the federal public works expenditures, but this wasn't enough.
Okay, so back to Nolan. What was a regular day of life during the Great Depression?
There was a lot of people on the street begging for food and money. They searched trash cans for food. Unemployment rate in the United States was 25%, according to recent studies. Almost a quarter of Americans were unemployed.
And about how long did the Great Depression last?
The Great Depression was 10 years long. It lasted from 1929 to 1939.
All of that lasted 10 years?
Yeah, it was horrible. The worst year was 1933. The unemployment rate was at an all-time high.
That is insane. On a completely unrelated topic, have you guys ever heard of the Sacco and Vanzetti case?
I have heard of them. It was a very controversial case. They were accused of a double murder. It was weird that they were accused of this, because there was almost no evidence that they did it. I think they were blamed for the murders because they were immigrants. For example, the prosecution in their case was asking questions like, are you a citizen and are you a communist? They were asking questions that were in no way related to the crime. The prosecution is trying to get the jury to be biased against them because they weren't born in America.
So would you say that during the Great Depression there was racism?
Yeah, you would think it would bring us together, but it was further apart. In Chicago, African Americans took up 4% of the population and made 16% of the unemployed.
Did you ever try to go to the bank to withdraw your money?
When I tried to go to the bank, they were all closed because the president closed them until they could be stabilized. The reason he did this is because people were trying to get their money and the banks did not have it.
So, what did President Roosevelt do to stabilize the banks?
Well, Cam, Roosevelt made insurance for bank deposits. This is the first form of FDIC, which insures $250,000 when you deposit it into the bank.
That's crazy. Did he do anything else to help people?
He did. Roosevelt created the FERA, or the Federal Emergency Relief Agency. This put people in need on relief programs in emergencies like the Great Depression, and that led to the end of the Depression.
I think it's a good time to end. Thank you guys for coming today.